Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
They were drifters who had no past.
It don't matter which way I'm coming from, it's which way I'm going to.
And didn't care about the future.
We're going nowhere. Fast.
They were free spirits.
I ain't never seen nothing like it for in my life.
Who few understood.
They're animals.
They're a bunch of commies.
They ain't gonna hurt you, unless I know you're scared.
And most secretly envied.
Hey, I'd love to trade places with them for a day or two.
They were just passing through. But their way was different.
Hey, Dad, what's the problem?
And what happened on the day they rode through town?
I know I could send you to heaven.
Will be remembered for a long time to come.
It was beautiful.
The Voice Jailers.
Voice Jailers.
A haunting tale of make-believe, reality, and the dark side of desire.
By the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This
is mass madness, you maniacs! In God's name, you people are the real thing! We are the illusion!
Okay, I replied to you ASAP about 3 times now. Yes or no?
End of recording. 3 p.m.
That's fucking righteous. I will be there. A couple minutes before 7, and I guess I'll walk into the store, and I guess I'll see you there, and maybe while you're standing there waiting for your relief or whatever, I'll go over and look at the dirty magazines. Oh, but hey, maybe your dirty magazines are sealed, like every other fucking dirty magazine and every other place that sells dirty magazines, all sealed up. Isn't that fucking criminal? That's fucking criminal. I like to read smut. I like to look at smutty little whores. Because who knows, it could be the little whore that lives right upstairs from me who carries her books up against her chest so nobody can see her titties, and then meanwhile she's out selling her body to the smut makers of the world.
End of message.
Needles and all that stuff. They don't, you know, use and use and use the same needle and that kind of shit. Yeah, I'd love to try it sometime, man. I'm sure snorting it can give you a rush, but I no doubt shooting it is where it's at. I mean, same with cocaine. You can snort cocaine, but you ain't going to get as near a good high from snorting as you could from shooting cocaine, you know. Cocaine is really meant to be shot, not snort. So, yeah, let me know what happens on the green scene, on the fish scene, man, and fucking come through. My fucking roommate won't fucking spark, so... it's just me and the port wine here on a Saturday night listening to fucking Robin Trower, Bridget Five. Excellent fucking tape. Excellent fucking tape, man. His biggest influence is Jimi Hendrix.
Sun don't shine, the moon don't move, the tides to wash me clean. The sun don't shine.
Been a long time. Then he knew that he left. He knew that he would die.
Anyhow, the thing that you're talking about is endorphins. The brain and the body produce endorphins, which are like the equivalent of... in fact, I heard that endorphins are even stronger than opium, you know, opium or heroin. And anyhow, so yeah, I guess what happens is once you start shooting heroin and shit, that center of your brain that makes those natural endorphins, the natural painkillers, they stop because they figure, oh, okay, somebody else is making them for us. And so, you know, they stop making it. And then, you know, when you're not shooting up the heroin, the body says, hey, what the fuck? We stopped making endorphins, man. You're supposed to take care of us, you know? And so then your body starts freaking out, you know? Just saying, hey, where is it? You know, because your body has stopped making endorphins and stopped making its own opium. I don't know how long MDMA has been on the scene. I remember, pretty sure I read about it, or glanced over it, in a High Times magazine back in the mid-80s, I don't know, like 84, somewhere around there, I had read something about MDMA. I wouldn't imagine its popularity is all as widespread as maybe some people would believe, because, you know, I mean, face it, I grew up, you know, right, you know, I started doing drugs in 79. I was in the drug underworld subculture up until 86. And, you know, I did everything. You know, I was exposed to practically everything except heroin. You know, I was exposed to people shooting crank. And I didn't see them shoot crank, but I knew they did it. I saw people smoke crank. And acid made a big hit right around 1980, 1981, right here in the Bay Area anyway. We had lots and lots of Walt Disney LSD for like a year or so. We had Mickey Mouse acid, we had Donald Duck acid, we had Goofy acid. What else did we have? I think we even had Pluto acid too. Pluto.
Pluto, Pluto! Stop talking about Pluto!
Darling, I didn't mean anything. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Pluto,
I drink. I was petrified of the thought of doing heroin. Petrified. But I was also extremely interested in what it would do to me.
You're not sending a needle in the red. It's going to make it sound very unhappy.
I'm not worried at all. I'm just curious.
Most of the people who use, who I know, are the same as me. They're college kids who are hurting, and they just want to find some way to live.
There's a needle in red. Oh, the needle, giant needle, it's a needle in the red. Needle.
My emotions are freezing, and heroin's a blanket, an electric blanket.
Keeps you warm. Makes you numb. Makes the pain go away.
Mm-hmm.
Help, can someone take my pain and make it disappear?
Finally, someone understands all pain is not the same. New Aspirin Free Bayer Select. Yes, Aspirin Free.
Put the help where it hurts.
Bayer Select. Not one, but five Aspirin Free products.
And then when I got on the needle, I knew what they were talking about. It was just this warmth that runs from your toes right up to the top of your head and just warms your whole body, and it's euphoria.
But after heaven comes hell.
Needles in the red. Needles in the red. Needles in the red. Needles in the red. Starting to go to red.
Overdoses are increasingly common. You might think this would scare junkies away, but in fact, it's seducing them.
And it's also a marketing technique. You know, they put something really strong out on the street, and it kills a few people. Everybody, every junkie in town wants to know what the name of that dope is, because if it's killing people, it must be good.
There's a hunger.
When you're giving it all you've got, you can work up a hunger for a Snickers bar. Packed with fresh roasted peanuts, thick milk chocolate, and caramel, Snickers satisfies the hunger inside you.
There's a hunger inside me. There's a hunger inside you.
A junkie's is a life of desperation, where time isn't measured in days, but pathetic hours, even minutes. The eternity between now and the next fix.
The damage done.
You get to a point, I'll probably hit it here in about another 6 hours, where I'll either want to kill myself or somebody better give me some dough.
And for a price, someone will.
See, I don't know where you're going when you're singing this shit. I don't know what you're going to be singing someday. Maybe you're going to have to really write some lines down. You know, so that,
well,
you know, that
pretty much goes, the needle is in the red. And most of the other stuff just has to do with the needle being in the red. Now I'm going to put the needle in the red. Right there. It's in the red there.
You must have known before you started doing heroin what it might do to you, what it could do to you, what it's done to other people.
Who cares?
You didn't care.
Why should I?
Whenever I'm feeling really hideously low, all I have to do is pop a handful of
plain M&M candy, and I'm not kidding. And I feel great. I feel fantastic. It's just it's a kind of a panacea. It's just a magic miracle cure for anything that ails you. Now, what I need to know is, do you sell M&Ms at the goddamn liquor store?
End of message.
I'm assuming that rude message was you, Sledge, and I'm assuming that this is still your box. I don't know what you're talking about, but I am saving your message because it's so full of hatred and bile, and I'm probably going to use it on my outgoing. But I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Did someone call you at home? Did someone call you at the store? What are you so mad about? It wasn't me, Sledge. I get your messages. I keep them or discard them. Once in a great while, I leave you a message back, but I don't harass people. You should know that by now, that it's not me. If it sounds just like me, then it might be a fucking tape of me. I'm plagued by this little evil 15-year-old named Lance, and he delights in breaking into boxes and saying it's me and playing tapes of me and getting me in big, big trouble, and that's not me. But I don't know what you have to be a rude motherfucker about. It's certainly not me. Maybe all those drugs are muddling your brain, and you think you're Sledgehammer now, but...
Well, if you all will excuse me, I'm going to take this scumsucker downstairs and violate his civil rights.
You will do no such thing. You will take this suspect to a holding cell, and you will have him transferred to prison in the morning. But first, you'll give him his one phone call.
What do you want, pepperoni?
Come on,
Ancho. You said a phone call. His call.
Play tax tampons. I can't believe that. Oh, wow, I can't believe that. That has to have been off the TV channel, wasn't it?
Play tax tampons.
Please tell me if that was off the CB.
KCBS beat-off time is 12:25.
The carrier clicking, the static in the background?
Sewerage water.
That was too realistic. You couldn't have created that out of nothing. That has to have been the way the mic came on and the modulation of the guy's microphone.
We take off our clothes and go to bed. Do you agree?
Was that off a tape? You gotta tell me. I have to know. I simply must know.
That's nice. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Damn it. Damn it.
This is probably the master of commercial jingles in the world today. I say in the world. I might mess it up, but there was technical major David Weatherman doing his famous jingle, Very Stupid.
David.
I might blow it, so bear with me.
I
might forget the words.
I'm going to sign off, David.
One, two, stupid. Three, four, dumb. 5, 6, idiotic. 7, 8, CP safe. Very stupid, very stupid, very stupid, very stupid and dumb.
GOVERN.
Hey, what a nice outgoing. And you don't even give me credit for that. I am really mad. That makes me mad. Why aren't you giving me credit? You know, I'm gonna sue you if you don't give me credit. You'd better let everyone know that you took that from me.
Hi, this is the Bay Area representative. Well, you've probably seen the preponderance of television shows in regards to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, being that this is the week of the 25th anniversary of such. Let me tell you that most of those television shows are a pack of bald-faced lies. You're not to believe any of them, especially don't believe anything Walter Cronkite has to tell you, because I, for one, will tell you this, and I generally do not go in for conspiratorial theories. However, Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone, unassisted. There is a ton of evidence that suggests otherwise, and I'll tell you what I think. Now, you may remember the Cuban Missile Crisis back in October of 1962 when the world was teetering on the edge of annihilation and destruction. Remember when all those missiles were based in Cuba and JFK told them to get the hell out? Well, of course, the Soviet Union did comply when faced with utter annihilation at the hands of the United States. However, Khrushchev at that time, of course, was totally humiliated by this ultimatum that JFK had offered. and, in a retaliatory measure, ordered the execution and assassination of John F. Kennedy. Therefore, I'll tell you who's to blame. It's the communists. The one single entity responsible for the assassination is the Soviet Union. I say we do this. Let's spend all the money possible. Let's perfect Star Wars quickly. Let's get the Strategic Defense Initiative going and in operation. That way we can be assured of the unilateral destruction of the Soviet Union. That's right. Let's launch the bomb. Let's wipe them off the face of the map. And I'm not kidding. The Russians are responsible for all the troubles in the world. They're responsible for all the grief, all the heartache, all the strife. Communism festering like an evil malignant cancer. A horrible, hideous growth. I say we wipe them out.
Hey, what's going on here? Who let this lungfish out of his cave?
Inspector, he paid his bail. We had to let him go.
Why?
Because that's the law.
Okay, Sledge. I hate to be the one to do this to you, Sledge. I know it's bad. You know, I like the show, too. Nothing like you. Nothing like you are obsessed with it, but you'd better hear this. I hate to do this to you. Here we go.
And on the line with us is Bill in Santa Clara. Hi, Bill. You're on KCBS.
Yeah, hi. I want to know whatever happened to Sledgehammer. I read in TV Guide that he was going on hiatus. They didn't say they canceled the show. I have some friends who I think if the show is canceled, I don't know if they're going to make it, so I really need to know if it's coming back.
Well, what do you mean they're not going to make it?
They live for Sledgehammer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's been canceled. I'm sorry to break the news.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. Okay.
I always used to think that hiatus was a resort in Massachusetts where they had all these shows. Near Cape Cod somewhere. It's been canceled. I'm sorry to break the news. Well, I'm sorry to...
ABC's Gary Shepard has the good news tonight from Barrow, Alaska.
The whales are out. After nearly 3 weeks of being trapped here, they finally began their long journey to their winter home off the coast of Mexico today. much to the delight of the hundreds of people involved in the rescue effort. A Soviet icebreaker cut an escape path in the ice to within 300 yards of the whale's closest breathing hole this afternoon, and the whales easily found it and began heading south. The unprecedented rescue effort cost an estimated $1 million, but for millions of people all over the world, it was well worth it. Gary Shepard, ABC News, Barrow, Alaska.
Initially, three whales were trapped, but the smallest stopped coming up for air last weekend and is presumed to have drowned beneath the ice. I'll have more after this.
Any words that I could possibly say would only sound contrived and mundane after the story that we've just heard. And thanks for listening.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
All right, you slime boss. And I deleted the computer. Goodbye. Don't call back.
Today at 12:29 a.m.
You've been listening to episode 23 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled Endorphins. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by the National Cynical Network. Questions or comments can be emailed to voicejail@yahoo.com. Thanks to Angel DeMonique and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.